So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey, it's me. In this video, I want to share with you the top anti-inflammatory cures, okay? So the key is isolating what's causing the inflammation. So let's just cover all the possibilities. Number one, food allergies. Why? Because food allergies can create inflammation. So the key is getting a log and finding out what you eat and then how you feel right after. For example, some people eat citrus and an hour later they're in severe pain, okay? Or they might eat, I don't know, nightshades and they get pain. So you want to keep a log and just write down how you feel after everything you eat. And then you just isolate, like, when did you start feeling this way? What did you have just before that? With me, the sensitivity that I have that will put me in serious pain is broccoli. Go figure. I love broccoli, but I can't eat it. It tears me up. It used to be lobster. It would just put me in bed, you know? So those are all things that can trigger inflammation. The next thing I want to talk about is hormones. Most of the hormone that controls inflammation is coming from the adrenal gland. The adrenal gland makes this hormone called cortisol, which is anti-inflammatory. So we need cortisol, but not too much and not too little. And if you run out of cortisol, you can end up with all sorts of inflammatory disorders. That's why the doctors give you prednisone. What is prednisone? And cortisol. It's cortisol. It's a hormone. Or they might give you cortisone cream or cortisone shots. Those are all anti-inflammatory, okay? So that hormone is an adrenal hormone. I have something that I use as a natural cortisone, which is called cortisol support. This basically is great for inflammation. It's great for the person that has arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, chronic inflammation and pain. This is what this is for. Cortisol. So it doesn't have any drugs in it. It's natural, but it supports the gland that makes cortisol. So it's a really good thing for inflammation, okay? So what messes that up in the first place? Stress. So stress events will burn out the adrenal. So that's just one source. Now the next thing is insulin, okay? Insulin. If you have insulin resistance, you're going to have a lot of inflammation in the body. Now, what is insulin resistance? It's a pre-diabetic situation where the cells are not allowing the insulin to penetrate, so you don't get the nutrition in the cells. But one of the side effects from either too much insulin or insulin resistance, which is kind of too much insulin in certain parts of the body, is a lot of inflammation. So how do you fix that? Well, you stop eating sugar. You stop eating refined carbs. Okay, breads, pasta, cereal, crackers. And some people say, well, that's really healthy for you. Well, no, it's not very healthy for you. It creates inflammation. So just cut that out and you just might feel a lot better. So there's a lot of videos I have about insulin resistance that you can watch and you can reduce inflammation greatly in your body. So that's important. Number three, the gallbladder. Now, this typically occurs when you have right-sided problems. So I have people that have right side, like a finger pain or a toe pain or a knee pain on the right side, usually that's gallbladder and liver. When that thing doesn't work, not only will it put pressure on the rest of the organs and kind of affect the nerves on the right side, but all of the anti-inflammatory remedies that are listed, you know, or at the health food store are usually essential fatty acids. Well, guess what it takes to absorb those essential fatty acids? A good gallbladder. So again, I have other videos on gallbladder. You can watch on YouTube, but that's one source that you want to look at. And even like fibromyalgia, people that have fibromyalgia, it's usually a gallbladder. And it's interesting because they don't know it. As the patient comes in my clinic, they don't know it's the gallbladder. So what I'll do is I'll rate the fibromyalgia, and then I'll just do a little acupressure in the gallbladder, and then I'll re-rate it, and it's completely gone, and they're just blown away. They don't realize that fibromyalgia is referred from that darn gallbladder, okay? And I might give them gallbladder formula for that as well, but maybe I might just do some acupressure. So number four, old injuries. So if you have old injuries like I do, like in the back or the joint or the wrist or the elbow or the shoulder, you had maybe an old injury or a surgery that's now stiff, here's what you do. You can take the gallbladder formula, but there's something else you can do that will also help. You want to actually massage the opposite joint. Okay, just try it. Don't even believe me. Just try it. If you sprained your right ankle and it's inflamed, work on the opposite ankle. Same thing with the knee, same thing with the hip, same thing with the wrist. Work on this one, just massage it. Wherever it hurts on one side, you work on the opposite side, and especially to your shoulder, okay? But the key is you have to massage the exact mirror image side. Just try it. It'll work, okay? That's a little secret just between you and me, and it works like magic, okay? The last thing has to do with soft tissue calcium in the body. Many people are even taking calcium and they're feeling worse, which is bad, but they have soft tissue calcium that builds up in the joints. It's arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis. They tend to get stones and spurs and kidney stones and heel spurs and tartar in the teeth and gallstones and kidney stones. So what you need to do is you need to take two remedies for that. Vitamin K2, okay, which is maybe a new thing for you. You've probably never heard of it, but it's vitamin K2. And then take vitamin D3, and you want to take those together. I like to take these in the same ratio. Like if this is 10,000 IUs, I do 100 micrograms per every 10,000 IUs. So like I sell both of these, and I might give two of each, two K2, D3, and I would take that in the morning with some breakfast, and then take that over a period of time. That slowly gets rid of the soft tissue calcium that could be causing the arthritis that's underneath the inflammation. Okay, so it's a soft tissue calcium. So I just want to kind of expand your idea on inflammation in general, so you can kind of pinpoint what you have a problem with and apply some of this information, and I will see you in the next video.